Hello, Florian speaking. Hi,
Okay, hello.
Ike.
Hey.
Hi, Norbert.
Hello.
Ja, fine.
Hello.
Björn Ronny.
Okay.
Hi, Björn.
Hey, Björn.
Hallo, Italo.
Hi, Italo. So it seems the hangout people are dialing in. Marina just texted me that they're setting up the hangout. see if I can get people on IRC.
Hello, Marina speaking.
Hi, Marina.
Hi.
Hello. So you're in by phone, Marina, or by Hangout?
I'm by phone.
Okay, let's see.
So we are still waiting for the Hangout people?
Sounds like, let's see, so we have Marina. So Michael is missing, Thorsten won't join, I don't know about Osvaldo, but I think he's in the Hangout, Candy, Simon's not joining, we have Ike Andreas is not joining, we have Björn Wevenor, but yeah, looks like.
I'm writing to Osvaldo. Asking to join the vehicle.
Yeah. Hello, this is Florian speaking. Who joined?
Hi, this is Osvaldo speaking.
Hi, Osvaldo.
Hi, Osvaldo.
Hi. Hi. Hi there.
So, Florian, you said that Simon is not joining, as he indicated he will not, or is...
I think Simon mailed out that he can't attend, and Thorsten just today said that on IRC. So basically we're missing
so
Michael and Candy.
So we're missing the Corrobora people, we don't know, they haven't said a thing.
Yeah, right.
And they're not responding to ping either, apparently.
Seems like, let's see, with Maria, Michael... Candy, right, Andreas is not joining here. We're missing Michael and Candy, basically. So maybe let's just proceed. It's 10 past.
Yeah, let's move on.
So then I would say, just for representation, Björn, you represent Thorsten and Norbert, Michael?
Sure.
Okay.
I think
it's
by order the other way around, but...
Five. Okay, Marina, you want to go on?
Okay. Somebody is going in their phone.
Right.
Okay, Michael is calling us the
Okay.
Okay.
What are we waiting for?
I think still the hangout people. Marina said that Michael is now dialing, if I got it right.
Okay.
Hello, I'm sorry we're late. This is Michael and Simon and Osvaldo and Marina. And simply other people. Candy? You have Candy?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you're on the phone. Oh, wonderful. Here you go.
Okay, so whom do we have? So I have Marina, Michael, Candy, Eike, Osvaldo, Björn, Norbert, and myself. Did I miss anyone?
Me, Italo.
Simon.
Michael, what did you say?
Simon is in the call. Did you have him?
No, I think he meant before that he won't join, isn't it?
No, he's here now.
Come on. Oh, sorry. Hello. Didn't hear you. Perfect.
Double blast.
Okay.
Just sitting here looking out of my window at San Francisco Bay.
No. Okay, then I think, Marina, you can proceed. I'll update in minutes.
You can remove the representation? No, okay, it's okay. It's updated. Thank you. Yeah. And for the public agenda, the first item is the discussion about the migration to GC.
Right, so you get a quick update. I have added a couple of private parts to the pad on that. Basically, finally managed to set up a call with Michael last week, and so the thing is, what he could offer us now is think about not using Jitsi, but think that FreeSwitch could provide all that we seek for. He talked something about a WebRTC interface that exists and about trunking the stuff together. One of the problems is you find the details in the private part in the pad is actually getting the numbers, which could be a deal breaker. We need to find out. What he will send me, I added a couple of number quotes and items where numbers are problematic to get. Next thing is that he will set up a test instance to see if we can work with that. What he told me is that the web interface he uses is not finished. We have to see if that works for us. Should that fail, shouldn't we be able to get that together? An alternative could be to not get the trunking stuff done, but have TalkU and Jitsi, because that has a complete web interface, run in parallel, and then depending on the call, decide which one to use. If everybody is in front of the machine and can use the Jitsi stuff, we can use that, and if that fails, we could fall back to talk to you. So at the moment, and you see it if you look in the pad, I'm not sure if we can cope with the number requirements, but we can find out. I think the next step is to see if the interface he would offer us actually satisfies us or not. And basically, I'm waiting for the link to get on that. Yeah. Any questions to that?
I don't know if someone has tried a free conference call. I can send a link on the tab. Okay.
The problem is always getting the numbers. So what the requirement is for us is to have the fallback option to get a regular phone without internet connectivity to dial in. Basically, that is the problem. Having Jitsi per se is not a big problem. Having any other web-based conference service is not the problem. But, you know, bridging the telephone system with that, that's actually the challenge. I'm not sure about the free conference call, what they provide.
Okay.
My feeling about all this is I'm quite disappointed that Michael decided to take the route of trying to integrate Jitsi into FreeSwitch, which I believe is the subtext for what's going on here, because I don't think he's got the bandwidth to do all the work associated with that. So I'm kind of disappointed here. I think if he can get free switch up for speed and there is a community behind it, then that's all good. I would much rather see Jitsi with a SIP interface, and I think if Michael can't do it, maybe we need to find a different consultant or maybe even tender for it.
Yeah, maybe. So actually I was expecting that because this Jitsi bridging was talked about before with him and he agreed to that and now changed the plan. I don't know for what reasons. You know, that he was offline for quite a while, but actually that was the outcome of the call. But independent of that, the story with the numbers that I added to the pad is something that makes me rather doubtful. I also talked about him to bridge, to basically keep the talkie numbers that we have and then have the free switch machine dial out to talkie to bridge that, but somehow he was reluctant to that. So at the moment, I'm not really convinced this is going to work at least that way for us, to be honest.
Yeah. Having the free switch dial out is suboptimal because it means you're very likely to be going through multiple codecs. I agree with him for not doing that. I think you really do need to have a solution that's integrated digitally so you don't have to go to have multiple codec transitions for the audio.
Agree there. From what we got feeling, if anything is digital by default, that would be an improvement over what we have right now. And if we stick with another crappy SIP solution, it will be just as crappy in the end, even if it has some digital components and some not.
Yeah. I mean, I think what we can do as fallback, like I said, to decide upfront of a call, hoping that works out, whether it will be on phone or not. But at least the bridging story here with web interface not finished and the like, I added it to the pad. It doesn't sound as convincing as it sounded upfront, so I'm not totally convinced actually at the moment. I'll see what he sends me. He sent me the prices for the numbers and wants to send me some link to see how it actually would look like. But from what I see at the moment, I have doubts at least. So if that doesn't work out, actually tendering it might be another alternative indeed. Yeah.
And what's ultimately that wrong with what we've been using so far?
The main difficulty with what we're using at the moment is that lots of people don't feel comfortable using it. So we have people dialing in on TalkU, which is kind of crappy. The audio quality on TalkU is poor. And the ability to dial into it is poor.
Well, I'm one of those that's using the phone, and I really like to keep doing that.
But the idea of the solution we were looking for would have continued to use the phone, but would go for a solution that was digital all the way through. So your analog connection would be to TDF switch, and there wouldn't be an intervening leap somewhere.
The analog thing would be different, right?
As long as I can dial the phone, I'm happy. I don't care.
Shall we move to the next item? Well, let me just take over. So next thing, because I have to explain anyway, is the upcoming tax declaration. So what we have done with the annual report is basically all the number stuff put together and sent to Berlin to the foundation authorities. The next step then would be to get the official tax filing done. Tax Advice has sent me their draft. There is some thing that needs updating, like the precise foundation's objective and the activities that we do with the business entity. And I should have that by tomorrow. The proposal, as we had earlier, to have ideally Michael and Marina sign that. As chairman and deputy, so I will circulate it with the full board. It's just like, I think, 4 pages, and then a lot of that is empty. It's mostly about what we do, what the reserves that we have are, and what the income was. We get the updated numbers or the updated document by tomorrow. We'll circulate that. The deadline for having that signed actually on paper and sent to the tax advice is towards end May, I will follow up tomorrow on that when I have the final document. Are there per se any questions to the process?
Nope.
So it's built on the numbers that we went through before, just basically just a different form and a different office to file with. Okay. Then Marina.
The next item is a discussion about the first quarter report, and I'll try to contact also the other board member, in particular I brought to Candy for the documentation area, and you had received a document from me, and the document is about the documentation area. For this area, Olivier summarized the status quo, and in particular he's working on the ads content, and from his report I don't know if all the board know that there is also a virtual machine where you can navigate the ads content. You can see the virtual machine here. There is a link on the pod. And working on this item, he wrote me that the work is in progress, and that he is working alone at the moment. For this particular item, for this item, I would like to introduce some students, maybe from June, to work for an internship here in Studio Storti, and my idea is to work with Olivier to improve the gap of the health content. And from the report, another one item is about the VFA auto. As usual, we know that the books published are seen as the official reference documentation, but we need to improve the work because there is a gap between the release of the software and the book publication.
Marina, I'm trying to work out where we're minuting this, just because I suspect we aren't.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole series of open action items from the last calls. So this virtual internships, is that this, or you're giving an update on several different points? So there's
mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So I'm just trying to tie that into the agenda and what we've got here. So there were several updates. One I missed in its entirety. One was about virtual internships at Studio Storti, which sounds great. Then there was something about VM1773,
mm-hmm.
just before that. And now we're on a separate topic. Is this a different topic you're on?
I'm working with Olivier. I'm writing to him today because I want to involve this student.
Sounds really good. I'm just trying to put some structure on what you're saying. So we'll have an internship at Studio Storti, mm-hmm. and you want to include the help content, improve the help content with Olivia. That's brilliant. The thing before that was...
The problem with the help content is that some pages are missing, or some links are wrong. So we need to improve the process. And as usual, Olivier asks for some clear documentation from the devs.
Okay.
As reported also in the Oros conference.
Yeah.
Okay.
And VM173, what is that about? That's the help?
This is a project, and if you go to the link, you can
this
see...
This is the XSLT interviewer.
Okay, yeah, the XSLT stuff. Okay, that's fine. These all tie together then.
Okay. Okay.
Great.
Okay. this is a short update about documentation, and if you want to see all the work done in detail, you can also see the report attached via mail. About certification, as usual, there is something that is, let's say, I have the idea that we need to discuss about certification, and in particular about the certification related to migration and trainings. Maybe we can defer this particular aspect for the private meeting. For the public part, I can also add that during FOSDEM, we certified new members both for migration and training, and we have a lot of interesting idea on how to update the process. And for the public part, I think that's all. About events, we have the Gran Canaria Fest, but maybe you know the detail. And there is an upcoming access in Munich, if I'm not wrong. And I think that for events, that's all. I don't know if Bjorn wants to add something else on this particular topic.
Sorry, Marina, I'm struggling to see where the topics come from. Is there an agenda? All on the agenda, or where?
The topics are on the agenda. In particular, we need to discuss or write a report for this first quarter of activities.
Oh, right. Okay. Gosh. Okay. So this is the right. Okay. Fine. Yeah. So this is the first quarter report you're giving. About you. Okay.
Okay. Well, I think that I don't know if someone from the employee area or infrastructure and for the other responsibilities area want to add something else. I don't know. For marketing and design, maybe we need to talk about our strategy for North America, but I think that we can defer this topic to the private part. While from the design area, I hope that Candy wants to add something.
Yes, sir. So from design and UX, one thing that is that like we are now hiring the UX person, the UX mentor for design, which I think will be a great thing. We have created lots of Google Summer of Code projects, I think, and we are running now 5 of them out of 11, which I think is quite a lot, and hopefully we'll do lots of improvements. Other than that, lots of things are improving in the code regarding the user experience, but that's ongoing thing. So that's hopefully the main areas, UX and design.
So there's some kind of legal and whatever thing that Simon and I are supposed to be involved in. I forget what it is. Legal and licensing, right? As far as I'm aware.
I wasn't aware of any activity in the area of licensing.
No change. No significant issues. That would be my update for this quarter, I think. Cloth continues to, Cloth continues to run the easy shows, the sign off. Action. And that's about it. I forget what else.
We have native language project, translation, and so on from Osvaldo and Ike.
Osvaldo or Ike, do you have any updates on NLC, NLP, and translation?
I don't.
No, not from my side.
No updates. So what is happening? Nothing's happening, or something's happening, or it's all normal?
The communities are working, improving the documentation.
I'll put communities working happily. Sounds good. What else?
Well, for finance, I did send... I monitor the incoming side of it more closely than the expense side of it. But I did send an email back in early April with the numbers for the first quarter, which were abnormally high compared to the historical value. And I just ran the April number, and they're back into what we used to see in 2015. For April, we got 54K. Compared to close to 70 we got in February and March. So 54K is more in line with what we used to do in 2015.
Okay.
Okay. And for the development area, some updates from Bjorn, Michael, Heike.
Sorry, which area was it again, Marina?
Development.
I can.
Oh, sorry.
Development continues.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, so lots of commits and committers. Oh, Bjorn, do you have anything to say?
Well, I don't know if we had the onboarding of Yanni already in the last quarter, or if this is this one. Otherwise, at least this is going steadily now. So, yeah. The rest is mostly releases. That's a different topic.
And talking about a lot of commit, it seems to me that the commit trend is a little bit downward for the past few months.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it matters.
Yeah, that's probably because all the Google Summer of Code students who were not selected are leaving now.
Well, in the
I thought that was because Quellen was in vacation, which cut, you know, 25% of the commit.
Well, if you look over the last quarter, like not now, that quarter was actually decent, I think, from the commit count.
Yeah.
From the number of contributors, the commit count is went down a bit, but so we have the same amount of contributors, but a few, not that many commits anymore, which might also mean that it's just less bulk commits of the type of kind.
Hey, Verity style. Yes.
Yeah.
Possible.
I just mentioned it. It's a number. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know,
yeah,
something is bad.
Okay.
Yeah. So just looking at OpenHub, which is not the whole quarter, but it says contributors is stable from previous 12 months. Commits is down some 10-15%. But yeah, as said, interpretation of that is open.
So for info update, I'll punt that to the product call.
Okay. For the employee area, Michael?
It's probably something for the private call too. In general discussion about employee performance and stuff, we don't want that in a public call.
Okay, right. And, okay, I think that for the public part, we have finished it.
Okay, well, I'll kick this line off and dial into the private call. See you in a bit, guys. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.